Borges' new novel, An Unfinished Season, is set in a summer that finds young Wilson Raven in between. High school and college, adolescence and adulthood, between the small manicured suburb in which he lives and the enormous gritty city in which he works. Between his growing regard for his imposing father, a growing silence with his mother, and stirrings of love for a young debutante named Aurora. Wilson Raven is also caught between the family secrets he would like to keep and the old-style Blood and Guts newspaper where he works as a copy boy. This is Ward Just's 14th novel. He joins us from our studios in Chicago. Mr. Just, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
I can't think of a better way to begin to set us within the feeling of this novel than to have you just read the first paragraph.
First paragraph reads, "The winter of the year my father carried a gun for his own protection was the coldest on record in Chicago. The winter went on and on, blizzard following blizzard, each day gray with a fierce Arctic wind. The canyons of the Loop were deserted, empty as any wasteland, the lake an unquiet pile of ice beyond. Trains failed. Water pipes cracked. All northern Illinois was locked in, the air as brittle as a razor blade. The newspaper story that had everyone talking was the account of a young colored woman found frozen solid in an alley on the south side and taken at once to the city morgue, where an alert doctor discovered the faintest of heartbeats. She was revived, thawed as you would thaw a frozen piece of meat, and in the course of the subsequent examination was found to have so much gin in her veins that, geez, it was like she had swallowed antifreeze," the doctor said. Religious leaders, ignoring the lurid details in the newspapers, declared her survival a miracle. She was a young woman touched by the hand of the Son of God. Jesus had visited Chicago and saved the humblest and most destitute of his creatures. Praise the Lord."
That's a great beginning. It really is.
Thanks.
And to ask a purely technical question,
sure.
Is that how you began writing the book? Did that image strike you?
Yes, it's a book that I've been thinking about for a long, long time. But I didn't know what it was about. Mm-hmm. Until that first line came to me. And when I had the first line, the rest of the paragraph just sort of followed in train. Mm-hmm. "The winter of the year my father carried a gun for his own protection was the coldest on record in Chicago."
Mm-hmm. It's at least superficially autobiographical in that sense. You were a teenager during these years in a suburb of Chicago.
And that's the word for it. It is superficially autobiographical. The things that came back to me were about that period were not, as the realities call it, actual events. But what came back to me, and really came back to me with tremendous force, was the context of things. Mm-hmm. These parties that went on and on and on, 30, 35 days in a row, debutante parties up the North Shore of Chicago, mm-hmm. and the forms of those parties, the odd relations between the sexes, and feminism was unknown. Mm-hmm. All of that came back quite suddenly and with quite a lot of force, I have to say.
Mm. You are, for those who may not be familiar with your personal history, a former newspaper man, although, my gosh, after 14 novels, when do we stop saying that?
Yeah.
But a former and highly regarded newspaper man. You write about the case of this woman who was found frozen in the alley and mm-hmm. is able to be returned to life. That becomes, forgive me for using this term, a metaphor for every unknowable story that the news industry seems to throw up and then turn its back on.
Yes. I had some fun writing about newspaper people back in that period. Mm-hmm. My hero, if you want to call him that, Wills Raven, goes to work as a copy boy at one of the Chicago tabloids downtown. Mm-hmm. And he discovers there sort of class warfare for the first time. Mm-hmm. And he'd never seen anything like that before, because in 1953 in Chicago, you were a newspaper reporter. You were an artisan, not an artist the way newspaper reporters tend to look on themselves today. You didn't graduate from college either. Mm-hmm. A newspaper reporter's job, that was a working class job.
Mm-hmm. But looking back on it, Mr. Just, what turned you into a novelist? Why did you want to become a novelist?
I had so many short stories and beginnings to novels in my desk drawer for so long that I thought finally, to be halfway serious anyway, that after a year and a half in Vietnam and a year and a half covering political campaigns, I thought I finally knew enough to write fiction. You got to know the world a little bit to write fiction, I think, the kind of fiction I like to write.
Could I get you to characterize that?
I write novels that are rooted in the world. All of my people in my novels all have jobs, and I'm always puzzled by novels where nobody ever works, where you don't see what they're doing 8 or 9 hours a day. My people read the newspapers. They vote. Politics is likely to be discussed around the dinner table.
What is there, you think, that a novel can do that nonfiction can't? I know this is basic writers' conference stuff, but for someone from your background,
to me, it's that you can supply motive or at least hint at it. I mean, you take a book like this one. One of the things I was trying to do is to really reproduce the atmosphere on the North Shore of Chicago and the city itself in 1953. Mm-hmm. You can't do that by a list of brand names or popular songs of the period or automobiles of the period or even the look of the city, although there are little bits and pieces of all of that. You really do that through dialogue, one person to another, how they talk, and more than anything else, what is withheld. Journalism can't deliver what's withheld. That isn't part of its mission. It's tremendously valuable in its own way, but it can't talk about silence, and it can't talk about what's withheld.
Mr. Just, thank you very much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Ward Just speaking with us from our studios in Chicago. His new novel is An Unfinished Season.